In this bulletin, the draft COP26 agreement urges countries to strengthen the 2030 targets for climate action. Australians mark a minute of silence on Remembrance Day. And in cricket, England's T20 World Cup hopes are crushed. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has told the COP26 summit that the conference alone won't repair climate change, but the globe is inching closer to a solution. The first draft document from the event asks countries to raise their ambitions for slashing greenhouse gas emissions by next year. Mr. Johnson says the world is working towards making a start to ending climate change, but only if leaders grasp the opportunity.
So now is the time for everyone to come together and show the determination needed to power on through the blockages, to look at the science with dispassionate eyes and think about how we can compromise, how we can be flexible to meet the needs of the planet.
The draft political decision will be negotiated over the next few days. And Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison insists the country is reducing emissions and investing in renewable energy with a can-do spirit. In response to the COP26 draft of the final agreement, the federal government says it's an active participant in negotiations, but critics have questioned Australia's emissions targets. The Prime Minister has promised climate modelling underpinning Australia's net zero emissions by 2050. A plan will be released this month. China and the US have released a joint statement about their plans to cut emissions at the COP26 summit in Glasgow. The deal between the two nations includes plans to lower methane emissions, protect forests, and phase out coal. US climate convoy John Kerry says the agreement shows the two largest economies are working together to raise ambition.
The United States and China have no shortage of differences, but on climate, cooperation is the only way to get this job done. This is not a discretionary thing, frankly. This is science. It's math and physics that dictate the road that we have to travel.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt is anticipating Australia will pass the 90% vaccine dose national milestone sometime today. To widen vaccine availability in Australia, the Therapeutic Goods Administration has rapidly assessed vaccine access for 6 to 11-year-olds, giving provisional determination to Moderna for the Spikevax shot to this young age group. Mr. Hunt says 37 million vaccinations have been recorded, which is significant for the nation's protection against the risk of coronavirus.
As we look at this pandemic, as with everything, what we've done is set out the program, but then make the decisions based on the advice and the evidence as they progress.
Spikevax is already provisionally approved for children aged over 12, and Moderna has applied for it to be authorised for youth under the age of 12. The EU High Representative is calling for help and a humanitarian corridor to support the migrants at the Belarus border. He's accusing Belarusian authorities of using humans as a political weapon by encouraging migrants to cross into the EU at Poland. Poland closed its border at the Kuznica crossing, and the EU is imposing sanctions on Belarus over the unfolding situation. EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs Josep Borrell says the migrants are vulnerable, but also aware of their actions.
They need a way out of the situation where the Belarusian people have put them, because they were perfectly aware of what they were doing. Come, take a plane, I will bring you to the border, I will push you through the border, and I will not let you go back.
The Sydney Opera House is being transformed into a tribute for Remembrance Day this year, with red poppies being displayed on the sails. On November the 11th each year, Australians pause for a minute's silence at 11 o'clock in the morning to pay their respects to troops who died at war. New South Wales RSL State President Ray James says after a difficult year, he's relieved the community can gather at local memorial services today.
This year also marks the centenary of the Royal Australian Air Force, the 31st of March 2021, marking 100 years of service to Australia. The poppies projected on to the Opera House again this year will be projected on the Opera House this evening, starting at 8 p.m.
In cricket, England's hopes of T20 World Cup glory have been dashed after a semi-final defeat against New Zealand. New Zealand is just one victory away from a double after winning the inaugural World Test Championship final in June. The country will play either Pakistan or Australia in the final. See what the weather is doing around the nation for you at the moment. It's a sunny 25 degrees in Perth, a few showers about in Adelaide where it's 16. It's partly cloudy in Melbourne, 17 degrees, also 17 for Hobart with a shower or two clearing. Late rain in Canberra, 22. Showers developing in Wollongong, 18 degrees, much the same for Sydney, 21. Similar conditions for Newcastle. Showers and a possible storm, 29 for Brisbane. In Cairns, a shower or two, 33, and partly cloudy in Darwin, where it's 35 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.